Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Well, let's see if we can't make this weekend a little bit better for somebody. Robert, Eric, Mike are going to play. Robert, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, good morning, Johnny. I'm 52 years old, married 24 years. Wife and I got a few toys. She's got the good old-fashioned Hitachi wand. And I, myself, have a 55-gallon drum of Vaseline.
You have been married for how long?
24 years.
God, you know what? You actually sound like you still like it.
Oh, yeah, still love it, yeah. You know, it's like money and dreams, though. I had a whole lot more when I was younger.
He's dead right there, Robert. You're going to play, man. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Johnny. I'm Eric. I'm 52. I've been married for 29 years. My wife's got a couple of vibrators, and I have zero.
Yeah, they're similar guys. Robert, Eric, stay there. I got to get one more guy. Mike's on. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Johnny, let's play, Johnny.
All right, what, tell us about yourself.
30 years old, single, just looking for some excitement this weekend.
30 years old, single, why? Were you married previously, or you never been married?
No, never been married, no. Mm-hmm.
No girlfriend, why?
No reason.
No reason? You're not looking for one, or one's not looking for you?
Oh, yeah, I'm always looking.
All right. Well, listen, you sound like you're in need of maybe a helping hand. Mike, Eric, Robert, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, fellas, please listen.
For the gentlemen, our item up for bid is the Anika Dual-Ended Love Stroker by Sex Flesh.
I spoke it to the east, and I spoke it to the west, and I spoke it to the woman that I love the best. I've been stoking.
You're a simple man. You like the simple things in life.
I like simple pleasures like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth.
So you don't need a whole lot of bells and whistles when it comes to your stroke toys. So the Love Stroker has just what you need, boys. Two ends, two holes, one dick. I mean, that is unless you got a friend who wants to, you know, stick it in the other end. I mean, who am I to judge if you want to play London Bridge? But you got to be careful because the suction, you may end up like one of those Chinese finger cuffs. And hey, what started out with a drunken game of, hey, let's double team this stroker, turns into you and your buddy bumping helmets for the conceivable future. Which could be really bad at a job interview.
Sir, I feel I'm uniquely qualified for this position.
Oh, what position would that be? Two guys rubbing nubbins?
Just pretend I'm not here.
I can't. You're standing right in front of him with your pants down.
I know.
And a blanket over your head.
Yeah.
So you don't want to see my list of references?
No.
I'm on there.
Get out.
I spoke it to the north.
To the north.
I spoke it to the south.
To the south.
I spoke it everywhere. I even spoke it with
my friend.
Man, Thanksgiving is going to be awkward.
I can hear you.
I know.
I've been stoked.
It's the Anika Love Stroker from Sex Flesh, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Right.
Who knew? We get to both ends of this thing. It's very nice. The Anika Love Stroker. Let's see if I can. Has this been open previously?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Oh, look at this thing. Oh, it does have a little butthole.
Oh,
and
lucky.
And then your labia. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the fleshlight. But it looks kind of like a barbell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? One hand is going to get worked out a little more than the other, fellas. Robert, what would you pay for session item?
Yeah, I'd say $32.99.
$32.99. All right.
Eric?
I'm going to go $24.99.
$24.99. And finally, solo single, Mr. Mike.
Let's go 35 big ones.
35 big ones. The actual manufacturer suggested retail prices
$75.99.
Oh, thank God, Mike. You finally got something to stick it in.
Oh, instead of these two hands.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And she's a two input girl, my friend.
Oh, I'm going straight for the butthole.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Yes. Don't laugh, it ain't funny.
No. You like what you like.
That's right.
All right, you two, I got tickets for you. Stay right there. Hold on a second.
I got Cindy, Elizabeth, and April. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story?
I'm 55, I'm widowed, and I have one toy that serves the purpose.
And how old are you, young lady?
55.
55. Sorry that you lost your husband. And you know what? The dildos are so much easier to deal with than men, though, in the real world.
It gets the job done quickly.
It really does. And afterwards, they don't want to talk to you or eat your food or do anything stupid like that.
You can just roll over and go to bed.
No vibrator ever peed on your toilet seat, did they?
Right.
That's right. All right. You stayed there. All right. Hold on a second, Cindy. I got to get Elizabeth on. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. What's your story?
I am 31. I'm single. And I've got a bullet and a dildo.
See, now why are you single? I just talked to Mike. He's 30 and he's single.
I've got a kid. I'm a full-time single mom, so.
Well, you know what that means. Listen, and would you consider yourself attractive? Would you say hot?
If you like fat chicks, yeah.
Well, a lot of fellas like big girls.
That's true.
That's right.
I love her.
Yeah, but you know, listen, here's what you got going for you. You are going to be wild as... You'll do anything in bed. You have a kid, which means you got to do it all, right?
Pretty much.
And I can tell you, and even from personal experience, a bigger girl gives a better mouth hug every time.
Yeah, I have never got any complaints.
No.
So
there's just certain things that are true. Let me tell you, the worst lay you'll ever have is a hot stripper. They're just, you think it's going to be incredible, and it's really not incredible.
No,
always. It's just like being a guy like me. Like, I know I'm not great to look at, and my Lord knows my personality's terrible. So I got to really try super hard to get something done.
I get it.
Stay right there. April, welcome to the show.
Hey,
what's your story?
39. I'm sort of a single. I'm seeing somebody, and I have quite a few toys.
I'm sort of single. I'm seeing somebody. Can he hear this right now? Does he understand that you're sort of single?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So when you say sort of single, is this a friend with benefits or this is a newer relationship? You're not sure if you like each other. You're waiting for him to get a divorce. What?
No, we've just only been seeing each other for a few months. But I don't like to rush. So.
But you're already having sex and a lot of it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What else is the rushing part?
I don't know.
I mean, are you
need to rush a good thing.
Are you know? How weird has it gotten already? Are you doing all the weird stuff?
It's getting there. It's getting there.
By the way, who is in the background with the tuberculosis?
Oh, it's me. Sorry.
What's up, Doc?
You might want to go see somebody about that.
No, it's just my smoker's hack.
Jesus Christ.
I was thinking Elizabeth and I might need to hang out.
What a trio of broads I'm working with here. All right, April, what do you got at home?
Bullet, butterfly, I have a rabbit, I have vibrating underwear, I have quite a bit.
Are you a three-input girl? Are you letting him put it anywhere?
Pretty much.
Is that what you've always done, or is it new with him?
No, I mean, everything is getting new with him, yeah. I'm coming out of my shell, but no, I've been pretty open.
All right, April, Elizabeth, Cindy, you know how this works, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest price will take it home.
For the ladies. All right, I'm up for it. It's the Light Up Small Anal Plug from Booty Sparks.
When you can't get enough, won't you light that ass up?
When you're doing butt stuff, won't you light that ass up?
When anal is your goal, won't you
light that ass up?
Stick it in your booty hole, won't you light that ass up?
The Booty Sparks Light Up Small Anal Plug is exactly what you think it is.
It's a butt plug and the end lights up.
It's comfortably weighted, made of nickel-free aluminum alloy, and has three LED light bulbs.
It's gonna turn your butt into the dance floor at Funky Town.
It's time to place your bids, won't you light that ass up?
Might hide this from your kids if you
light that ass up.
You know it ain't no crime if you
light that ass up.
Yeah, it's butt stuff time, won't you
light that ass up?
It's the Light Up Small Anal Plug from Booty Sparks, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
This is fantastic. So it's your average size butt plug, right?
Right.
I never thought of this before. How fantastic. That's how you let them know it's that night. You just walk in there, bend over, and it's just got a light. And I assume you just push it.
Oh!
Disco butt time. Look
if you that. Just see that in the dark in the middle of the room.
Oh, there's this one. Uh-oh, there's a romantic soft fade.
That's the come hither strobe.
Yep. Got the fast one. That's the crazy one. That's the one I want to see. You just come walk in, and that's just what you see in the...
If you don't have music, by the way, synced up with that, I'm going to be a little let down.
ladies, this is just good time fun. All right, Cindy.
Pretty amazing.
Cindy, have you ever had a butt plug?
I have not.
Oh, well, this one lights up. What would you pay for a butt plug, Cindy?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, Cindy, what would you pay?
I would say 22.
22. All right, 20. I think you'd have fun with it, Cindy. Elizabeth, you've tried butt plugs. Elizabeth?
Oh, sorry.
Are you smoking? What are you doing, Elizabeth? What exactly?
I'm driving. I'd say 35.
35. And finally, April, the only one that seems to be paying any attention tonight.
I don't have any butt plugs, man.
See? Lucky day. And it lights up.
Right?
You can surprise him with it tonight.
It's pretty snazzy.
What do you think it's worth?
I don't know. I'll go, what did she say, 35?
Yes.
36?
36. Let's see what they say.
$37.99.
April, this will be fun. Now, listen, you're in the beginning stage of that relationship. This will be something. I've never even seen one of these before. So you pop this bad boy in and let him know that it's time. Turn all the lights up, ass up, face down the pillow with this thing. Follow the light. Come to the light.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to die. What are the tickets for?
You're going to be fine. I think this is going to be so funny.
I know, probably. Y'all rock.
All right. That's Elizabeth and Cindy. I will get you guys taken care of. You stay right there. I got to take a break, guys. I just realized we got Steve Murphy, former DEA agent, on the way in. He and his team were responsible for bringing down Pablo Escobar, the multi-billion dollar cocaine operation in the 80s and the 90s. His book's called Manhunters. Hold on, you guys. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.